of so many others.
That is called paribhasha.
Just like in
ete janasakala krishnastu bhagavan swayam. This is paribhasha. Anya dhilasita sunyam is the paribhasha of bhakti.
And Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, is the paribhasha of paribhasha.
So, we should know the paribhasha of everything from Ujjayini. What is Adhiru, what is Rur, what is Mahabhava, what is all these things. Then, this will be very clear.
Yeah, that comes in the second part of Ujjayini in the morning. Of course, we'll be discussing that.
For it.
Goswami says,
what is the, what is the chapter?
I think without your reading, we can explain.
It is 34.
Sakhis like Lalita and such others in the group of Sri Radha are apeshika dika prakar.
Very, very hard to understand all these things. Very patience is required. So many kinds of apekshika adhika, loghu to apekshika, so many kinds.
Then it says, in her group, sakis like Vishaka are considered as apekshika adhika madhya.
So he is less only than Radhika, but greater than all Sakhi. That is apeksha, okay? Apeksha adhika madhya. And Srimati Radhika is apeksha adhika. There is no one higher than Srimati Radhika. Atantika laghu. Sakhis are, some Sakhis are apeksha laghu. There is none laghu than that sakhi. Laghu means
small.
So much. One thing you understand, there are five classes of sakhi. No? Sakhi. Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Param Priya Sakhi. Tum log nahi samjhega, tum log jao harinam karo. Pichhe aane.
That was four.
Five.
Nitya
Sakhi,
Priya,
Nitya Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Param Priya Sakhi. Some classification we should know. What are the most important bheda means differences. Sakhi, very kam vayasare.
Yeah. Insignificant.
Insignificance, I am telling you, that they are vaya. Vaya mane ki hai?
Age.
Age is very
less.
They are between 10 and 11. They want Krishna more than Sakhis. Sakhi. Abhishwari.
You are speaking of
Sakhi. Sakhi means all are Sakhi. But especially when Sakhi begins, Sakhi's characteristic is this, that Nayak and Nayika, not hero and heroine. Nayaka and Nayika. There is no word for Nayaka and Nayika. They have more love for Nayaka, Krishna. They are in one Sakhi group. In Radhika in group they may be, anywhere they may be. But they have a special charm for Krishna. They have charm for also their Sakhis. And they try to meet them and want to see them together. But yet they have some charm more than Radhika to Archandravali to Krishna. All these are Sakhis. Sakhis are of two kinds. Samasneha, asamasneha. Samasneha, equal love for both. These are various in number. Most of Sakhis are like in this same. Being in one group of Radhika, Chandravali, Shyamala, Bhadra, but they have equal love for Radha and Krishna, Chandravali and Krishna, or maybe how many Nayakani, only Nayak Krishna, but samasneha. One gopi is telling to Vrinda that, "Oh Vrinda, I don't to have my life. Because when I see alone Radhika, I am much depressed. And when I see Krishna alone, feeling separation from Radhika, I become so much moved. So I want to be in I want to have a birth. And in that birth, I want to see both and all time together. This is samasneha. Udharan mane?
Example.
This is example of samasneha. Asamasneha, not equality. They have either love more for Krishna or love for his Adhishwari, Atatu Radhika or Chandravali Bhadra. These are of two kinds. Adhik Sneha to their Radhika or Chandravali, Sakhi. Sakhi Sneha Adhika. These are of two kinds. Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi. There is a speciality into that when they are duty of Radhika, Chandravali or any Sakhi, when they meet Krishna and Krishna prarthana karta hai,
pray
them to come with Krishna, they don't listen of Krishna. But when they are with Radhika and Radhika wants to meet them, Krishna meets them. So Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi are like manjaris. Especially they always are in service of Srimati Radhika or Chandravali, but especially we are telling of Srimati Radhika. They are especially in separation, they very become for seeing the
suffering of Radharani, they become very
distant. In Chaitanya Chaitanya it is stated, Radhika ki Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki Narottam Thakur Padavali, Radhikara dasa ki राधिका की दशा जब
देखते राधिका
आई कैनॉट टोटल रेट द सेपरेशन ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका सेपरेशन इज द भाव ऑफ सेपरेशन ऑफ राधिका एंड व्हेन आई सी राधिका इज वेरी मच प्लेस्ड आई कैनॉट टॉलरेट द I cannot keep it in my this box, hierarchy box. So they are always favorable to Srimati Radhika. But yet they don't think that they have no song of Krishna. Actually this is not from Sakhi and they have because they are Kamanuga. They have some desire. But they dance for Radhika. They can get up all their desires for Srimati Radhika. So our Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami and all others want to become into this.
Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi.
And they are in Manjaris.
They are in Manjaris means?
Mane?
In Manjaris.
They are Manjaris. Manjaris. And Pranasakhi are samasneha, but yet they have some preferring for Radhika. These are Pranasakhi. Pranasakhi not. Priyasakhi. Priyasakhi is this. And but Param Priya Sakhi is Lalita Vishakha. They have some sneha, but yet they want to meet Krishna and Radhika. And they have so many functions. Yet they can make see Krishna that they उनको वर्जन करती हैं मिलने नहीं देती और सब काम करती हैं राधिका जी को भी कृष्ण ऑल्सो एंड बट ऑल सखी कैन डू लाइक सो दे आर परम प्रिय सखी परम प्रिय एंड रत्ननिधि एंड सो मेनी सखी आर प्रिय सखी दे आर ऑल नायिका बट प्राण सखी नित सखी having the qualities of being Naika, but yet they refuse all times.
Always.
They don't want to be Naika. So, Raghunath Das Goswami has told for this, that Padabhyayostava bina varadasyameva nannat kadapi samekil devi jate sakhyayate mamo namasto namasto nityam दासायते मम रसोस्त रसो कुशल ओ श्रीमती राधिके इफ यू आर प्लीज टू मी गिव योर दास्य मंदी विमल दास्य
प्योर दास्य
प्योर दास्य आई वांट टू बी दास्य आई इफ यू वांट टू गिव मी योर सखित्व पद अंडरस्टैंड पोस्ट ऑफ सखी इट इज सो मेनी नंबरलेस But pranam to Sakhi Pad. I want only Dasi Pad. Yes, this is of Pran Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. These are called Nindya.
Pran
Sakhi
and both are Manjari.
Pran are Ermatati ke Manjari. But Priya Sakhi and Paramhrish Sakhi, they always are Naika. But sometimes they work as the duty also, like Lalita Vishakha. They may be duty also. But Shyamala, Bhadra, Chandravali, in any position they will not be duty.
Only
Naika. Only Naika. This is a very...
I have one small question. Just now we are all trying to follow the footprints of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Raghunath Goswami.
We are trying to, we certainly want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radhika. So how does Chandravali get any followers? Who will become
so many cross and cross followers.
No, but in this world, is there anyone on this planet?
It may be.
What sampradaya is teaching Chandravali?
Nimbarka.
They teach Nimbarka.
Like that. Or in other? Asta Sakhi, not Asta Sakhi, those who we are following. Asta Sakhi means Srimati Radhika, Chandravali, Padma, Lalita, Shabdya, Shyamala, Bhadra, these are Asta Sakhi.
Not the Asta Sakhi, we follow Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra,
Srimati Radhika, Asta Sakhi, these are. But the Asta Sakhi of Krishna are these are.
Sapaksha, Deepaksha, Tatastha, Sintaksha.
Can you explain that again? Asta Sakhi.
Asta Sakhi are two kinds. Lalita Sakhi, Lalita Vishakha is Asta Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. In Valli, Radhika's group. And Padma Shabdya are
Chandravali's
group. So likewise in Shyamala Asta Sakhi, Bhadra Asta Sakhi. So many groups and so many Asta Sakhis of them.
Each.
But when as a Tatastha Bhav, you know? No. Not any group. Neutral group. When we see then Aradhika, Chandravali, Bhadra, Shyamala, all are these have described as Asta Sakhi of Krishna.
Krishna.
But in our sight, we only consider Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, not any. But anywhere.
So Chandravali may get some followers here on this planet.
Oh, so many. But we, the Raghunath Goswami and Rupa Goswami's follower, we bow down to Chandravali, but we only of Srimati Radhika.
Now, in that para, you want to ask some questions?
Is that a question?
Yeah. We also wanted to hear of the nature and characteristics of Rupa Manjari, and what are his characters, her characters.
It has been written in so books. Bhakti Ujjwal in Munit has been written. There are 16 kinds of characteristics of Rupa Manjari. And likewise, Sakhis. To meet, to love for Krishna and Nayika, Nayaka and Nayika. To meet them. To, when Krishna has done man, then they know the process how to. To go to Krishna and minimize the man. And when Radhika does not, there are solar, it has been written?
He was asking about just like Adyantiki Lagu, different Rupa Manjari's case.
We should read and try to understand. Very long thing.
He was asking in regard to Rupa Manjari. What is her mood? Just like we see Lalita, sometimes is can be more.
Lalita says it's
Prakara.
Vishakha is like.
What?
Lalita.
He was saying that just as there are different characteristics of Lalita and Vishakha, he asked.
Just like Lalita is mentioned as Prakara. And Vishakha is mentioned as Madhyam.
Huh.
But what is Rupa Manjari's food?
Laghu. Laghu and in Nitya Pran Sakhi. Because she does not pretend to be a Naika. So they will be kept in this. He never wants to be Madhyama or. But yet he is Madhyama. And in that characteristics, Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Tambularpana Padamardana Paryodana Abhisharadivi Vrindaranya Maheshwarin Sakapathai Toshyanti Jatkiya Pran Prishakhi Kila Dapi Kila Asankochita Bhumika Keli Bhumesh Rup Manjari Mukha Tad Dasika Samsa. In Jaivadhar, this is Loki has been given. Tambularpana, to give Tambul to Krishna. She does not give direct to Krishna. She gives to Vishakha and Lalita. And they produce it to Srimati Radhika. And Radhika taking in his hand with this loving and gives to Krishna. And Krishna loving and in very sensitive mood he takes all sakhis. And this feels that they are giving herself this tambul vedika to Krishna. Tambul arpana, pada mardana. Pada mardana means doing like this. How he describes eating kusum?
Bilap
kusumanyam. Sirup manjari karachita pada padma goshtendra nendan bhujarpita mastikaya hamudata kanaka gauri padar vinda sambahanani sanakaistava kinkarishya. He is doing prarthana to Rup Manjari, his Gurudev, Guru Sakhi, Sakhi Guru. That, oh, any time I will have chance like this, I think that that chance will be by the grace, by the mercy of Rup Manjari. So he is dedicating his pramana to Rup Manjari. That any time Radha and Krishna are tired doing vilas, moving hither and thither. Anyhow they are tired. Some Garmabindu. Garmabindu means
sweating.
Sweating.
Sweat.
It's coming down like moti.
Pearls.
Krishna saw that Srimati Radhika is more than took her head in her lap, in his lap, and began to
hair
and light this. The fits of Srimati Radhika in the lap of Rup Manjari, she is doing very, very slowly and in madhur bhav.
Slowly and softly.
And seeing that it is my saubhagya of jivan, jivan saubhagya, that I have received this kind of Srimati Radhika Seva. His head is in the Krishna, Krishna there. And Rup Manjari is taking his feet in his lap. He is seeing sometimes the
marks
of and very much
pleased.
Rati Manjari is saying from a distance. Rati means when Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, I want to have these fields which Rup Manjari is
serving
now. As a prasad, may I get this thing? Rup Manjari will tell that, O Sakhi, come and take these fields in your laps and serve it. Oh, I want this. May any day come that I will. This is Rup Manjari.
Do you remember Mahaj explaining it at Bombay?
This is Manjarika. Padamarjan and
Tamulapan
Padamarjan. Payodan. Payodan means to give water. Like, understand that Radha and Krishna are meeting. Sun is about to rise. Vrinda knows you. Become very darvan.
Feared.
That now the night is over about. But they are still sleeping. All the sakhis are prepared with kumkum, chandan, arati, vastra. Vastra means
cloth
for washing.
But they are still sleeping.
But they are waiting. Vrinda at once called all the birds to woke Krishna. Cuckoo birds, mayur,
peacock,
and all other began to tell in sweet languages. Shuk and Sari began to tell all the things to wake Krishna. At that time, Rukmanjari is waiting at the door of Kunj with water in Suvarna pot,
golden pot,
that is called Jhari, and some other things, kumkum and in the other herbs. When Krishna and Radha looks, and Srimati Radhika in Swadhin Bhartika, you know Swadhin Bhartika, eight kinds of Avisharika, last, what she will tell Krishna is bound to do.
And chapter 33.
Never disobeys Radhika. That is called Swadhin Bhartika. So when she, both objects, Srimati Radhika, tells Krishna, oh, you have neglected me. My hairs are hither and then hither, not in order. All hair has been destroyed. So many symptoms have come out on you and mine. What Sakhi will think if you see in this condition? So you should be ready to abolish all these things and make me as I have entered in this kumkum. Krishna began to show, where is kumkum, where is mala, where is
come,
where? At once Rukmanjari came, entered the kunja, and she gave it to Krishna. Krishna became so much pleased and took the comb and hair and mala,
garlanded
this, and then these are the seva of Manjaris. Tambularpana Padamardana Payo Dan Avisharadi. Doing Avishar.
Krishna did all of this. Like a Manjari.
These are all seva of Srimati Radhika. They are making Krishna to serve Srimati Radhika also. So these are the characteristics of, especially of Srimati. Understand? This has a special significance more than other sakhis to serve, for serving. So Krishna and Radhika don't have same of Manjaris, but they have same if Lalita, Vishakha and other comes. So they are very desperate. they can tell anything.